I started when I was 9 years old, and it's gotten worse and worse. I crave records like some people crave gin. One record is too many, and 1,000 aren't enough. I haunt the Goodwill's record rack, junk shops, auctions. I go to flea markets, to garage sales, to church bazaars. Always, always looking for that stack of grimy 78s, the 45s, the 33 and a thirds. Many's the time I've spent my last dollar for a Ruth Etting, a George Olson, a Maurice J. Gunsky. I've gone without food for the sake of just one more. It's gotten totally out of hand. Records are heavy. The third floor of my house where I hoard my records is starting to sag down to the second floor. Why am I telling you all this? Because tonight, now, on Scratchy Grooves, I'm going to play for you some of my latest acquisitions. I hope you like them as much as I do. Bottoms up. Isn't that great? It's called On the Level, You're a Little Devil, and is played by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. It's a record new to me, like all the records on Scratchy Grooves tonight. I'm Bill Chambliss, and record collecting isn't really as bad as I might have made it seem in my opening tirade. Over the years, I have learned to leave some of them alone. Hawaiian music, for example. I have very few of those. Well, I have some Lawrence Welk. Haven't been able to quit cold turkey. But I try. Oh, that record I just played is from a tape by the Ragtime Orchestra, the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, sent to me by a good friend and a Scratchy Grooves listener, Lou English. Thanks, Lou. We'll Paragon later on. The Paragon Orchestra played in Atlantic City way back in Ragtime, the early years of this century, then disbanded when Ragtime went out of favor. And then a few years ago, they found some of the arrangements for the orchestra and reconstituted it and made a beautiful record. And that's one of my favorite bands from that. On the Level, You're a Little Devil. Right now, we go all the way back to 1928. Here are the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, with a song about that new sensation, the talkies.
Hey, Bill, what's the idea of squinting your eyes like you're doing?
Well, I've had a lot of trouble with my eyes lately.
Had trouble with them?
Yes.
Well, you'd have more trouble without them, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, I would.
You know, my eyes have been troubling me.
Is that so?
I blame it on moving pictures. Yes. You know, movies hurt my eyes.
Well, movies used to hurt my eyes, but now they hurt my ears.
You know, they used to say that movie actresses were dumb.
Yeah, now I wish they were, Ernie.
Folks all rave about the good old days they do.
And we both agree with them. We're telling you.
We used to love the good old picture show.
The way we used to see them years ago.
Then the silent drama held its sway, okay.
Now they squeak and squawk, that's why we say.
I'm so sad and I'm so blue.
And I'm feeling that way too.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore.
When the star with baby face
shouts out in a voice that's bass,
we can't sleep in the movies anymore. Our dozing days are ended, no more the organ plays.
To mellow tones it rendered, we could sleep for days and days.
When our wife becomes a pest,
now we have no place to rest.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. Talkies are a great invention, we agree.
Knocking isn't our intention, no siree.
But if you love an app the way we do,
it's 10-1 you'd be complaining to.
Now we have to keep awake through 20 reels,
listening to sneezes, squawks, and squeals.
When church scenes are shown today,
they're so real we start to pray.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. Now the pickaxe we hear pick,
even hear the crickets crick.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. The sheik is from the ghetto, I thought he came from Spain.
His voice is high falsetto, and he sounds like he's in pain.
And the theme song there must be,
just to torture him and me.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. Lion's roar we shake with fright, we can almost feel them bite. Buildings burn upon the street, and we even feel the heat. When white is sent to clubby, a wallop on the dome,
they really get so clubby, it makes you think that we're at home.
If by chance our eyes should close, then the villain blows his nose. We can't sleep in the movies anymore.
Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Happiness Boys, who can't sleep in the movies anymore. Movies, what are those? Oh, yes, I used to go to those theaters. Popcorn, I remember that. 1927, Lindbergh flew the Ocean, landed in Paris, thus inspiring hundreds of songs. Here's one I never heard before until I acquired it the other day. From 1927, the Harmony Brothers, a little scratchy. Like an angel, he flew into everyone's heart. Very touching. Listen.
Heart of the world. now the flag of your victory's unfurled. The spirit of youth carry you on, and a mother threaded its path. With God on his throne, leading you across the home. Like an angel, you flew. But we know you're plucky, you're the ace of it all. While you were flying high in the sky, you flew into the heart of the world. While we were praying, we knew you'd come through. Now the flag of your victory's unfurled. The spirit of you carried you on, and a mother threaded his heart.
With God on his throne, leading you across the foam.
Like an angel, you flew into
one of the many songs written about Lindbergh. You may recall hearing Lucky Lindy. That was one of the most popular, I think a little better than this one. Everybody wanted to get in on the act when Lindbergh flew. Here's an unusual record acquired the other day. It's the voice of Walter Brennan in a very sentimental song. So I get you right here. Walter Brennan, Old Rivers.
How old was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun'd get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, "Whoa." He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, "One of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow." I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops is dry. Down near them in, Mom said, "Son, you know old Rivers died. Sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corns are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, old Rivers, and me." Thank you.
Old Rivers. Walter Brennan, the real McCoy. Going back to the 20s again, Irving Kaufman singing, I Wish I Had My Old Girl Back Again.
After it's too late for tears. From the best pal I had, I strayed away, and how I regret it today. I wish I had my old girl back again. I miss her more than ever. There's a place in my heart just for her and for no other, right next to my mother. She had different my life might have been. I've lived and learned a lot since then. There never was a pal.
Kaufman, back in the 20s. Rather sentimental song, but a nice one. You're listening to Scratchy Grooves. This is a program on records that are new to me, recently acquired, mainly because I can't stop acquiring records. It's a serious thing. They keep stacking up and stacking up. I don't know where it'll all end. But I see something I like, and I get it. Here's Gracie Fields. Our Gracie, very popular performer from the music halls of England, very popular back during the war, as a matter of fact. The war, I mean by that, World War II. The war, you see. Here's a couple by Gracie Fields. First, In My Little Bottom Drawer, followed by What's the Good of a Birthday?
This is for all the little brides. Brides like myself, who are hoping to soon be married. For years and years I've been a lonely spinster on the shelf. I'm right fed up with spending all my money on myself. I'm all prepared for married life, its secrets I've been taught. And here's some little odds and ends I've been and gone and bought. One bridal gown, one eiderdown. I've been saving them up since 1894. Got me ribbons and me bows. amid these and thems and those, all packed up in me little bottom drawer. One baby's cot, one flower pot, where I've planted a rambling rose bush for the door. Got a motto for the wall, it says, heaven help us all. All packed up in me little bottom drawer. Got a piano under the staircase, and I'm teaching myself to play the maiden's prayer. One toilet set, one bassinet, now I'm waiting for love to open up the door. Got me Aristotle's works and a case of eggs from Burt's, all packed up in me little bottom drawer. I've answered every advert in the Matrimonial Times. I've bought me own confetti and a set of wedding chimes. At night, I count my treasures just to see they haven't strayed. I'm very patriotic, everyone is British made. One chiffonier, one keg of beer, and some orange and purple lino for the floor. Got a new pajama set made of bright red flannelette, all packed up in me little bottom drawer. One Persian rug, one china jug, and some beautiful silverware from Woolworth's store. With a book by Dr. Fife on how to be a perfect wife. All packed up in me little bottom drawer. We'll have a bathroom. Oh, what a bathroom. And a beautiful bath where we can keep the coal. Horseshoe for luck, a pail for the muck, and a President Hoover's cleaner for the floor. If me plans all go to pot, I can sell the blooming lot. All packed up in me little bottom drawer. It's a very sad song, I think. I'm six years old today. Yes, I had a birthday come today. It's been a bit of a washout, too. Though I had presents from every one of the useful kind that aren't much fun, and a bit of a party do. Birthdays are jolly, my mummy said. Mine's finished up being sent to bed. What's the good of a birthday if you can't have what you like? What's the good of a handkerchief to a fella who wants a bike? They gave me a brush to clean my teeth and a tube of paste as well. But it wasn't the paste with a peppermint taste, it was a nasty carbolicky smell. So I've squeezed all the paste on the carpet for fun, and I've trod on the toothbrush, so that present's done. And I won't use my hanky, I'll just let it run. What's the good of a birthday? And the birthday party too, it wasn't much good to me. I'd honey sandwiches, then some jam, some trifle jelly with cream and ham, and I'd seven big cups of tea. And just when I noticed a big pork pie, I couldn't have it. I couldn't have it. I ask you why. What's the good of a birthday if you can't eat till you're sick? What's the good of a plate of cakes if a fella can't have his pick? They told me that I was a P.I.G. and that I'd best beware. I said,
P.I.G.'s are happier than me, so why should I bloomin' well care? Then I crept in the kitchen and guess what I got? A tin of sardines, and I ate all the lot. Then I showed them if I could be sick or not. Every room. When I'd been sick, they said, that's that. And my birthday, they said, was done. They washed my hands and washed my face. I was sent to bed in disgrace. Just as if being sick was fun. They took all my clothes from the bedroom. And then they said I'd have to stay where I was. Well, what's the good of a birthday if a fella's sent to bed? What's the good of a party if a fella's upstairs instead? The Reverend Brown I knew was down in the dining room below with Mrs. Devine and Winnie and Jean all laughing with Auntie Flo. I wanted and wanted to join in the din, but I knew in pyjamas I mustn't go in. So I just took them off and went down in my skin. What's the good of a birthday? Well, now I'm in bed. I'm in more disgrace and I'm smarting and smarting in one certain place. And I guess for tonight I shall sleep on me face. What's the good of a birthday?
And happy birthday to you. Gracie Fields, Nick Lucas, Tiptoe Through the Tulips was his big hit. Here's a couple more. Newly acquired by me, I never had these by Nick before. Nick Lucas, Just Like a Melody from Out of the Sky, followed by My Best Girl.
When night is falling and love is calling, the evening breezes sigh, just like a melody from out of the sky. My little love nest is just a dream nest, a babbling brook rolls by, just like a melody from out of the sky. Is just like paradise to somebody and me. If it were half as nice, how happy we'd be. Gee, it's just like heaven, it sounds like heaven, to hear a baby cry, just like a melody from out of the sky. Just like heaven, it sounds like heaven, to hear a baby cry, just like a melody from out of the sky. child. He's got a gal, everything a little gal should be. Oh, how he raves, how he behaves, just a little lovesick I can see. He doesn't see her every day, but if she passes by, you'll hear him say, there she goes on her toes, all dressed up in her Sunday clothes, my best girl. Just like sweet Rosie O'Grady, she's just a sweet little lady. Calls me up now and then, calls me down only when I'm too smart. Since we've been acquainted, the church is newly painted. I guess the preacher was wise from the start. What a pal, what a gal, just as sweet as frivolous Sal, my best girl. My best girl, just like sweet Rosie O'Grady, just a sweet little lady. Calls me up now and then, calls me down only when I'm too smart. Since we've been acquainted, the church is newly painted. I guess the preacher was wise from the start. What a pal and what a gal, just as sweet as frivolous Sal, my best girl.
I'm Meredith McRae. For nearly half a century, the National Council on Alcoholism has fought America's number one drug problem. NCA works to keep kids from drinking, to prevent alcohol-related birth defects, to keep our highways safer, and to help alcoholics and their families find help for the disease. For the facts about alcoholism and other drug addictions, call your local affiliate of the National Council on Alcoholism or toll-free 1-800-NCA-CALL.
And now, request time. No, not tonight. Had a call last Sunday from a security guard who remembers Moran and Mac and asked me to play one of their records. Moran and Mac were white men who blacked up, put black cork on their face and pretended to be black men in vaudeville. It was in the minstrel tradition. We may deplore that kind of behavior now, but minstrels were a part of our heritage. I hope no one is offended by this record. I listened to it very carefully, and I don't think there's anything here that would cause any particular ethnic slurs other than the fact that these men were white and pretended to be black. I'd like to have comments from you if you are offended by it. It was funny at one time, and the gentleman who called last week asked to hear it. Here they are, Moran and Mac.
All aboard for Natchez, Cairo, and St. Louis.
Doggone, look at that black smoke coming out of that chimney. I bet that old fireman is busy. Doggone, seems like every time there's an excursion, I'm always broke.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be broke if you'd go to work.
I would work if I could find any pleasure in it.
Well, I don't know anything about pleasure, but boy, always remember that the early bird catches a worm.
The early bird catches what worm?
Why, any worm.
Why, who cares about that?
Everybody knows the early bird catches a worm.
Well, what of it? What about it?
Catches it, that's all.
Well, let him have it. Who wants the worm, anyhow? Well, what's his idea in catching a worm?
Why, he catches a worm because he wants it.
Well, what does he want with it?
Well, how do I know what he wants?
Well, how you know he wants it? How you know that?
Well, what's his idea catching it if you don't want it?
Well, what's the worm's idea in being there?
Why, the worm lives there.
He lives where?
He lives where he is.
Doggone, I don't even know where he is. I don't know that.
Why, he's home. That's where he is.
Well, I'd rather not hear any more about it. Which is the early bird? Which bird is early?
Why, the first bird gets there is the early bird.
Well, what causes that?
Because he's the first bird there.
Yeah, but suppose some other bird got there ahead of him.
Oh, boy, you don't seem to know anything. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't feel well.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know. I was the doctor, and he told me what to do, but I didn't do it. He said to take one pill 3 times a day, but you can't do that.
Well, what else did the doctor say?
Well, he said my veins are too close together.
He said what?
He said I had very close veins. Boy, even if that was good, I wouldn't like it.
Boy, I'd play anything on this.
Yeah, you can't play piano on that. You couldn't do that.
No, but I can play any tune you want.
Oh, well, maybe you've been in some big show sometime. What show was you in?
I played his horn in the Metropolitan Opera Company. I was the head man in that show.
Oh, you've been in better shows than that.
Well, I hope to tell you, I was in Neil O'Brien's Minstrels. I was the head man in that show.
Well, what kind of man is a head man? What do you do, carry trunks or what?
Oh, I didn't carry the trunks. I was the head man in that show. I was way ahead of everybody.
I bet you were so far ahead you wasn't in it.
And then I was in that sad show called Uncle Tom's Cabin. I was the head man in that show.
Oh, some little old country show I never even heard of.
You never heard of Uncle Tom's Cabin?
No, I never heard of it.
Did you ever hear of Adam and Eve?
I heard of them, but you wasn't the head man in that show. Doggone it, Amos, you've been in all those shows. You must have traveled restrictively, huh?
Travel? Boy, I've been all over Europe, Asia, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Ojo?
Ojo?
Ohio?
How you spell it?
Capital O-H-10.
No, I never been there, but I've been all over Rome.
Well, we used to live in Rome. We had a farm in Rome.
Well, what did you raise on your farm?
Oh, it was just a small farm. It wasn't much.
Yes, I know, but how big was it?
Oh, it was just there. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it. Now, we only raised grouper feathers, that's about all.
Grouper feathers?
Yeah, for the king's pillow. Didn't you ever sleep on grouper feathers?
Well, I never heard of them.
Oh, they are so soft.
Grouper feathers? Well, what are they made of?
The fuzz from peaches.
Well, did you raise any olives?
Well, we didn't exactly raise them. We made them out of green peas. We knew how.
You made olives?
Yeah, we put green peas in vinegar, and when they swell up, they are olives.
Well, how did you get the stones in the olives?
What's your idea in bringing that up? And we used to grow pigs.
Grow your own pigs?
Well, we used to buy young pigs in August, and then we used to sell them in April.
What did you pay for the pigs in August?
A certain amount.
Yes, I know, but how much?
$4 each.
And what did you sell them for in April?
$4 each.
You paid $4 in August and sold them in April for $4?
Yeah.
Well, you can't make any money that way.
No, we found that out. And we have eight horses.
Oh, you have eight horses?
No, not eight horses. And we found out the white horses eat more than black horses, so we sold all the white horses.
The white horses eat more than the black horses?
Yeah, the white horses eat more.
Oh, that's silly. Why should the white horses eat more than the black horses?
Oh, I wouldn't be bothered with that. We tried every way to figure it out, and we couldn't figure any reason unless it was because we had more of the white horses.
Well, did you have any chickens?
Yeah, we had 1,000 chickens and 999 laid eggs.
What's the matter with the other one?
He's a head man.
Well, boy, I'm going down to feed the pigs, so I'll meet you down at the pig pen.
Yeah, I'll meet you down at the pig pen. You better keep your hat on so I'll know you. Yeah, goodbye. I'll be seeing you. Yeah.
All right. Your grandfather thought that was a thigh-slapping comedy turn. And it has its moments, I guess. Moran and Mac, the two black crows. No calls? I guess nobody objects. Either that or nobody's listening. I don't play much of that sort of thing on the air. I think the sins of the past should be buried in the past. But a gentleman asked for that, and I thought it might be of interest. I'm playing it as a trial balloon to see what you think of it. Let's have another tune by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, one of the greatest little orchestras that ever come around, I think. Under the Mellow Arabian Moon. Ragtime Orchestra. I'll play some more of that in future programs. That's one of my favorite little tapes I acquired just last week. Now let's hear from one of the best top-selling record groups of all time, one of them. These fellows started out back in the 30s, became extremely popular, made millions of records. Here are the ink spots. Coming up, the best things in life are free.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Honey, the moon belongs to everyone. You know, the best things in life are free. And the stars, they belong to everyone. They're shining up there for you and for me.
The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free. The best things in life are free.
That high tenor voice of Bill Kenney of the Ink Spots, one of the most familiar voices of the 30s, 40s, even into the 50s. But going back earlier than that, back in the 20s, Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, two songs, Sing a Happy Little Thing, and Hang On to Me.
When it comes to getting up, that's what I detest. Our rest is the best thing I know. Can there be no letting up? No rest from the past. They call Mr. Trouble and Woe. All the flurry and the worry that he causes has been wished on everybody, I'm a shower. And if you ever want to try to shake that old guy, let me suggest a cure. Sing a happy little thing. Come on and let us bring joy to the new day. Bing, out go the blue day. Sing, just like a bird in spring. And let the echo ring way up in heaven. Song is king, this life is cold. Unless we have that certain spark. It's all controlled by music, so from morn till dark, be a lark and just sing. And you can have your fling, accomplish anything, if you will only sing. Thank you.
day. Sing out goes the blue day. Just sing like the birds in spring. And let the echo ring way up in heaven. Song is king. This life is cold unless we have that certain spark. And it's all controlled by music. So from morn till dark, be a lark and sing. And you can have your fling. And you can accomplish anything if you will only sing.
It's so funny the way I feel with you. Start heeding because I'm needing a love that should be due. Your kiss would be a revelation, so put a few into circulation. Stop stalling, begin falling the way I fell for you. Hang on to me, hang on to me. I'd like to hang you on my family tree. We gotta get together, better start in now. You're over there, I'm over here. Come over closer and lend me your ear. We gotta get together, better start in now. You've run around, never found just what you've been looking for. Now that you're here, tell me how could I ask for more? You've got the charms and I've got the love. Here in my arms you will fit like a glove. Oh, we gotta get together, you better hang on to me. Park hangs on to Tilford, Ham hangs on to A. Flies hang on to fly paper, and garters hang on to legs. Lee hangs on to Perrin, a lace hangs to a shoe. Black they hang together, we gotta hang together too. Salt hangs on to pepper, and Scotchmen hang on to dough. Please hang on to Airedales, and the shad hangs to its roe. Hot dogs hang to mustard, an oyster hangs round in a stew. Everyone hangs on to someone, but all I hang on is you. So hang on to me, hang on to me. I'd like to hang you on my family tree. We gotta get together, better start in now. You're over there, and I'm over here. Come over closer and lend me your ear. We gotta get together, better start in now. You've run around, never found just what you've been looking for. Now that you're here, tell me how could I ask for more? You've got the charms and I've got the love. Here in my arms you will fit like a glove. Oh, we gotta get together, you better hang on to me.
Cliff Edwards, a new acquisition. An old record, but a new acquisition to me. This also, Pearl Bailey, a song that really put her in the national spotlight. A hit back in the 40s. Actually, I think it was first recorded in the late 30s. Pearl Bailey, Tired.
All the blues I breathe, tired, counting things I need, gonna cut out wide, and that's the truth, get a brand new guy while I got my youth, tired, all the clothes I wear, tired, all the patches there. Tired of the crows I scare. Gonna truck downtown, spin my mood, get some short bam shoes and a new guy too. Scrubbing and up cleaning. Sure leaves my glamour with a scar. A mending and a mopping. A starching and a sharpening. Don't make me look like no heavy Lamar. Time of the tears I shed. Time of living in the rain. Time of the same old bed. Gonna lead the life of Cindy Lou. Gonna do the things that I know she'd do. Cause I'm tired, mighty tired of you. Yes, I'm tired. Every day I have to get up and go to the wash pail. 6 o'clock in the morning. That's all except Sunday. That's the day I rest. Then I get up at 6:15. And that's getting, friends told me to go to a psychiatrist. That man told me about the metaphysics and the psycho, whatever that was, and the subconscious dilemma of the obligato. And then he said, Pearl, you are tired. What you need is a little change. And he had the nerve to charge me $10 to tell me that. All in big words. Didn't know what he was talking about. I knew it all the time. I should have gone to a doctor. I need my change. So I can lead the life of Cindy Lou and do the things that I know she'd do. Cause I'm tired, mighty tired.
Well, thank you, Pearl. I'm tired, too, but it's going to be a long night. You've been listening to Scratchy Grooves, this time records that are new to me. I do this every now and then to keep you up to date on my insane record collection. Tired, I've admired that song for a long time, but I never really had it until the other day when I acquired it. So you see, there's hope for everybody. Just keep working at it, and you'll eventually get everything you want. This is Bill Chambliss. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 o'clock for Scratch.